Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, in for Hugh today. Of course, this is Ruben Frank, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. All right, coming up next hour, we're going to finish the Phillies. Kyle will throw at us a blind resume of a potential trade target. We'll say we're in or we're out for the Phils. We got to play Stump the Rube later in the show. I'm excited for this. We have a pair of Phillies to give us tickets to give away today. See the Red Sox, who are red hot right now, coming in here Tuesday, July 22nd, so a week from today, Phillies Red Sox. And it's also Y2K Retro Night, that night, celebrating the year 2000, which is perfect for the theme this week on the Midday Show. John LeClair, Mark Jackson, and Ike Reese will be changing a pace during the third inning. That sounds awesome. All right, so we have tickets to give away later in the show. We'll play Stump the Rube for those. You people, of course, I'm sure have a lot to say. And we're going through today our list, top five Eagles last 25 years. And really, the debate has become about Jalen Hurts. Does he belong on this list of the top five Eagles in the last 25 years? I didn't have any quarterbacks. My list was Lane Johnson, Brian Dawkins, Jason Kelsey, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham. Where do you come down on Jalen? But Rube, I want to get your take on what emerged yesterday. So ESPN, they do this every year where Jeremy Fowler will survey executives, coaches, scouts around the NFL, and he'll ask them, hey, give me your top 10 at each position. And they put them out day by day, and some of them get more traction than others, obviously. The quarterback list always gets a lot of reaction, including yesterday here with Jalen Hurts. Let me roll through the list, and I want your reaction to where they have Jalen Hurts. And again, I want to make this clear, because sometimes when people hear this, they're like, oh, it's just one guy, like, just makes a list to get everyone upset. This isn't one person's list. This is a survey of coaches, executives, and scouts around the NFL. So here is the 2025 list. Patrick Mahomes, number one. Josh Allen, number two. Joe Burrow, number three. Lamar Jackson, four. Jaden Daniels, five. Matthew Stafford, six. Justin Herbert, seven. Jared Goff, eight. Jalen Hurts, nine. Now, Rube, before you react, let me give you a couple of pieces of detail here. The first thing is, for each player, they have their highest ranking and their lowest. Like, the highest, anyone put them on their list, and then the lowest. So, Hurts' highest ranking was six. Nobody that responded had him above six. And his lowest ranking was unranked, meaning he wasn't top 10 for at least one person who gave the list back. And then they, you know, they said some good things about him. His status is cemented, top 10 guy, won the
Super Bowl.
Even
Chris Sims had him as top 10.
Even Chris Sims had him at 10. That's right. I think Pro Football Focus had him five, Sims at 10, ESPN here at nine. Now, this is what they wrote, and this is kind of what I took as why he wasn't as high as maybe the other guys on the list. The question isn't whether Hurts belongs in the top 10. He undoubtedly does. It's whether he has the ability from the pocket to vault into the top five eventually, as his Super Bowl pedigree would suggest he could. All right, Rube, you heard the list. You heard who was in front of him. Just for to complete it, Baker Mayfield was 10. What do you make of the executive scouts, coaches ranking him ninth in the NFL?
Well, how many of the guys ahead of him have won a Super Bowl? Mahomes has, Stafford has.
That's it.
And that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are we measuring here exactly? Stats, right? Passing stats, not rushing stats. I mean, that's like, I mean, just the sense that you have to be a big time, you know, 4,700-yard passer, 30 touchdowns, whatever That's not what being a quarterback is. And that's why these lists are always going to have Jalen too low, because you have to measure him in a different way. And you measure him by wins, but you measure him by – and look, his passing stats are really good for a guy who doesn't throw that much. I mean, his passer rating is one of the highest in the league last year. Then you throw in the rushing touchdowns. But people don't want to do that. They just want to make this a top 10 passers. And that's really what it is.
But Lamar is high, right? And Lamar is not – if you just asked me to rank the top 10 throwers in the NFL, even though Lamar has improved a lot, I wouldn't put him like two or three or four in throwers. But I think Lamar is clearly a top two or three or four quarterback.
41 touchdowns last.
But that was compared to the rest of his career, that felt like – that was different, right? Because typically he's been more in the 20s? More like – I'd say before last year, Lamar was more like Jalen in terms of his production came running the ground – rushing touchdowns and throwing. Last year, he evolved a little bit. Lamar, I agree with some of your premise there, but Lamar is ranked very high for being a quarterback that is more like Jalen than he is, say, I don't know, Burrow, right?
Yep.
Or Jared Goff.
He's also had, 7 years as a starter?
Yep. 18, he came in the league.
Yeah, I believe that's right. I can't explain that. I mean,
do you think it's disrespectful?
He's also, he hasn't been a great postseason player.
Lamar, he has not, no.
Has not been a great postseason player. He's won, three playoff games in 8 years?
Yeah, they won last year.
Jalen won four last year. Yeah. Jalen won more playoff games last year than Lamar Jackson's won in his career.
Do you think it is do you think they're just overlooking what he does, or is it they don't believe he's that good? Because a lot of people, when we brought the list up yesterday, people were upset. Like, people feel like Jalen's being slighted.
Yeah, I don't think that's it. I think you made that point earlier. I don't think it's disrespect. I think it's just a different way of defining quarterback greatness. I think it's a different way of evaluating. It's more of a kind of, what's the word, anachronistic way of, it's just an old kind of obsolete way of measuring a quarterback.
How much of this is because he's on the best team? I think that to me feels like the hardest part to evaluate with Hurts compared to everybody else. Like, if you're asking me to rank the quarterbacks and we're just doing resumes, well, we know who's won the Super Bowls, right? You just mentioned it. It's been Mahomes, it's been Jalen, and none of these other guys have won. But how much of that is because he's on the Eagles, right? Like, if you take Lamar or Burrow or Allen or Mahomes, I think they win with last year's Eagles. I think all four of them win the Super Bowl with last year's Eagles. After that, it becomes a little bit more murky, right? Like, those are guys, would they win? I don't know. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. The Eagles being the best roster, I think, makes it harder to evaluate Jalen Hurts.
But, I mean, if you watch this team every Sunday, you know what his value is and how much he had to do with those, you know, all those wins. Where they win 18 games last year?
Yep.
So I just don't buy that. I don't buy that having good players around you has to, like, be something that's held against you. So I mean, Joe Montana had Jerry Rice and John Taylor and Brent Jones.
But he also was
Roger
winning
Craig.
He won the MVP of the league, right? Like
Randall should have won it in 90, by the way.
Yeah, but he didn't.
That's a topic for another day.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really totally understand it. I know I'd have him a whole lot higher than ninth. I think it's really important for quarterbacks to win and to win in the postseason and to win Super Bowls. And you know, Justin Herbert certainly has better weapons, as good weapons as Jalen does. I haven't seen him in any parades lately.
Well, he may have had better weapons. I don't think they do now. I mean, I don't even know who the receivers are right now. It's like,
well, yeah. But,
yeah. Early in his career, he did. Yeah. And that's when he was putting up some numbers. I look at it like this. He's got the best team around him in the NFL. He's a good quarterback. But I don't think that's because they won the Super Bowl. I just put him in the top four or five. To me, you got to play.
Well, no, not just because he won the Super Bowl. I mean, he played great. He was an MVP. He played great in the game. He played great down the stretch. Like you said, from week five on or week six after the bye, he was as good as any quarterback in the league.
Yeah, it did. And Sirianni, there were some quotes that came out with Nick Sirianni yesterday, and he spoke about how he thinks it's BS that people think he was carried. There was times during the season where it felt like they were not quarterback driven. Now, in the Super Bowl, he played great. In the title game, he played great. Would you agree with that? It didn't feel like this was a quarterback-driven thing for portions of the season.
Well, I mean, you have a guy rushing for 2,000 yards.
Right.
It's going to seem that way.
Yeah, well, but it was that way, wasn't it?
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But, you know, there are games where Saquon ran 26 times for 160 yards and Jalen played really well.
Mm-hmm. Like I'd say the Rams game, in the first
sure.
Rams game.
Yeah.
And I thought Jalen played well that game. But Saquon stole the show. 215-592-9494. All right, your top fives here. Does Jalen Hurts belong top five of the last 25 years in an Eagles uniform? He's not on my list. He is on Ruben's. He is on Kyle's. Where do you come down? Jay in Philly's up. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. So it's so funny, man. Yesterday, I didn't get on, but me and Kyle were talking, and I was like, hey, man, think about your top five quarterbacks of all time, and you tell me one that didn't have a stacked team. Top five quarterbacks, every one that you're probably going to think about had a stacked team. And I'm not going to compare stats because eras is different, but you look at 49ers, Montana left, they still won championships, man. So things like that. But anyway, I do think it's a little disrespectful because you got guys like Herbert. Rube, man, I love Rube. Rube's making a lot of my points. He looks great, but he's not a winner. Look at his last playoff game, man. It was horrible. You know, my man has never had a playoff game like that. So he looked horrible in a playoff game.
Jay, I agree with
four interceptions in Houston, right?
Of all the things that I saw of that list yesterday that we just ran through, Herbert's the one where I just don't know how you could put him ahead of Jalen right now. I'm with you on that because of exactly what you said. I mean, he's played really bad in the playoffs, and it's not just one game. Like one game you might be saying, it was a fluke, but he's had multiple playoff games where he's stunk it up and they blew that big lead to Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence a few years ago. So I'm with you on the Herbert thing.
What about Jaden Daniels?
Early in his career, he had crazy talent, offense and defensive side of the ball, and he wasn't winning anything.
Jaden Daniels,
prototypical size is what they say, and arm strength. And as long as you have that, these evaluators go crazy. And guess what? Even though they pulled a bunch of guys, how many of those guys that have those jobs right now will have those jobs for 5 years down the line? Everybody in the NFL who works for the NFL is not great at their job, obviously.
Well, that's okay? For sure. That's for sure. Yep.
Yeah. So hey, man, who are these guys? They're guys who won't even be there another year or two. So, hey, whatever. So, my man, I can replace him with guys who may be better passers, but guess what? They don't have the presence. So, when Saquon is running for 2,000 yards, you got to account for Jalen in the run game. You know, if you got a statue back there who just hands the ball off and throws the ball, man, defenses play that guy differently, man. So I don't think you can just throw a guy who throws the ball better in there and definitely say that. Maybe he's a gunslinger and he makes more mistakes and we don't win games, you know?
Maybe. Jay, do you think – let's just use the top four guys. I agree with you on maybe Goff or Herbert or Stafford. I agree there. Maybe they wouldn't have won. If they had Lamar – or Allen, or Burrow, or Mahomes. Do you think the Eagles win the Super Bowl? I do.
So I'll say this. Josh Allen just stopped being a turnover machine. So in a tight game, yeah, Josh Allen, he had plenty of games where he threw for a lot of yards and he threw for touchdowns, but he also may have a fumble and an interception in a bad, bad spot, man. So that's why, man, every sport has a lot of good guys, great guys who don't win championships. And lots of times it's because of them. So Josh Allen just stopped being a turnover machine. Would you agree with that?
I would. Yeah, he has gotten better at that. The one thing he has stopped being a turnover machine, and you could say for a lot of their careers, Hurts was better at protecting the football than Allen. The one thing Allen is better than Hurts at is he doesn't take sacks. I wish Jalen took less sacks because it feels like he takes a lot considering we don't throw the ball that much. Like, you know, we can't take seven sacks in a playoff game.
Well, teams don't rush him that much, too, because they like, hey, especially up until last year, they like, man, if we sit back, this dude will throw us the ball.
Well, yeah, it could be.
So we got to include these things.
Josh Allen had 6 interceptions last year.
Yeah, and how many sacks did he take? 10, 12?
14 all year.
That's why I said last year turned things around. But if we go the last 3 years before that, he was a turnover machine.
Yep.
So, hey, this is what it is. So I would say my man could definitely replace, you know, he can't just be replaced by guys who throw the ball better, man. It might not work. But I love to hate because I think that they need a chip on their shoulder after winning. So, you know, players see that and they're like, man, my guy shouldn't be ranked ninth. So I love the fact that we got chips on our shoulders, and I do think that we'll be back in the Super Bowl this year again. And I don't have Jalen in my top 5 Eagles of the quarter of the century yet just because I need a couple more years. But I feel like that about Saquon, too. I got Deshaun over Saquon right now. Like, he hasn't done enough as an Eagle. So that's where I'm at with it, man. And I can't wait for the next list in a couple more years, man. Man, that list is going to be way harder and crazier.
Especially if Jalen keeps winning. Jay Goodfunk, Ruben, you mentioned there, Jay brought a lot of good stuff there. You mentioned during his call, because he was going through some of the guys that kind of annoyed him, right, on that list, the ESPN list, and Herbert was one of them. And I think a lot of us are kind of aligned on the Herbert thing, where he's obviously talented and he's had a great start to his career, as that whole 2020 draft class has, but Herbert struggled in the postseason. Where are you on Jaden Daniels? Because that's the one yesterday that caught my attention the most, because he is obviously convinced people in the NFL after just 1 year that he is special. Because typically you don't get put in the top 5 after 1 year. Are you buying the Daniels thing, first of all, at number 5, but then just long-term, because it's obviously something the Eagles have to deal with? How good do you think he is?
It's a great question. He was really impressive last year, did a lot of things well for a young kid, a rookie. Obviously, came out of LSU really prepared for the NFL. But, I mean, to call him number 5 after 1 year, I mean, look at the NFC Championship game. I mean, they weren't competitive in that game. Obviously, a lot had to do with the Eagles. But
yeah. Well, his teammates also fumbled, what, 2 or 3 times?
There
was a kickoff. It was the one he threw to the flat. Who was it, Reed, that knocked it out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or no, it was Bond knocked it out and Reed picked it up?
I think so, yeah. I think Quinyon picked him off in that game. Look, he's really good. But I can't. And going into Detroit and winning that game was impressive. But, I mean, gosh. I'm certainly not ready to put him number 5. Played well in both in the first. I think they beat Tampa down there.
Yep.
Played well down there. So he's impressive. He'd be in my top 10. Certainly wouldn't have him above Jalen, though.
So I think
would you have him above Jalen?
I would. Yeah. Well, so I guess here's the question: are we talking about the resumes? Because then it's Jalen. Or are we talking about, like, if I could start a team right now, who would I pick? I'd pick Daniels. I think Daniels will be better for the next 7 years than Hurts will be.
He's what, 3 years younger? Probably.
Three
I think
years.
He's 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably take Jalen. I've seen Jalen win a Super Bowl. I've seen him go to 2 and play well in both of them. Obviously, the fumble was unfortunate in the first one. But I haven't seen Jaden Daniels. I can't put him ahead of him.
I think the question that's going to be, for the Eagles in this division is, before the show, Kyle brought up C.J. Stroud, right? C.J. Stroud a year ago was a rookie, had a special year, and then took a step back. Is he going to be more? Is Daniels more like C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love, who bursts on the scene and then, you know, not bad, but kind of levels off? Or, I mean, Lamar and Mahomes burst on the scene and they never left. We all need to hope that he's more C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love, because if he's Lamar or Mahomes, and Mahomes might be too much to expect, but if he's Lamar, the Eagles have their first real challenge in the NFC East that is going to be a problem for years to come. We've never dealt with an MVP.
Well, Daniel Jones. I mean,
yeah.
Come on now.
Dak was good, but we haven't dealt with an MVP caliber quarterback in this division. I mean, I can't remember last time.
Yeah, and they had to deal with one in the NFC Championship game and beat him by 30 points.
They did, yeah.
So,
but he was a rookie.
He was a rookie. I like that. I like the fact that I want good quarterbacks in the NFC East. I want good competition.
Well, it makes the games feel bigger.
Yeah, it does. And I'm really curious to see that. I think he'll be better than who did you who are your
well, so like Stroud and Love flew high and then leveled off a little bit. I think he's going to be better than both those guys.
I do too. But I also think that I don't think last year will be like a typical year for him. I'm not sure he'll be able to play at that level once teams have more of a book on him and film. I could be wrong. He's definitely talented. He's definitely got something special. Worry about him getting hurt the way he plays and with his, you know, his stature. You wonder about that. He's certainly an exciting player. So can't wait to see. Can't wait to see those two games. Are going to be a lot of fun.
Are they both at the end of the season? I think Eagles Commanders.
They are.
I think this is, two of the last 3 weeks are Eagles Commanders. Now I'm trying to remember the schedule in my head from when it came out.
Commanders,
Bills,
Commanders, and then the playoffs.
I hate that.
And the last one probably won't mean anything. One of them will have number one seed locked up.
You might be right.
Probably the Eagles. I hope the Buffalo game means something because, you know, they never play Buffalo.
Well, that could be for the number one seed in either conference. That could be one of the biggest games of the season.
Or one or both. I mean, hard to imagine the Bills would have clinched number one seed at that point.
But they could clinch it that night.
They could.
Or day, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's a 425 game.
Yeah, I think it'll be a huge game. Let's go to Dell and Germantown.
But you want to see Josh Allen versus Jalen.
Of course,
I mean, that you just you don't see that very much.
You do not. Dell and Germantown. What's up, Dell?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Man, I just wanted to say, all right, so basically I heard y'all say something about Jalen really getting the W's because it's the Eagles, but I just wanted y'all to know, like, I think for building that team, because he did know A.J. Brown since, like, high school or something like that. Devontae Smith, he played with them. I feel like he kind of got that LeBron effect a little bit where, like, he can get certain players over there. So, like, it ain't – like, I get that we got a super team and we got the best roster, but Jalen did help get that done.
So, I'll say a couple of things. Well, I mean, I think Howie's the reason they have this roster. But, Dell, Jalen working out as a second-round pick and being as cheap as he was before this next the contract he's on now, did allow Howie the ability to go get all those players, right? Like, if Jalen being good, he was cheap, and A.J. Brown was available, boom, go get A.J. Some teams can't do that, right? If you're overpaying a quarterback or your quarterback you pay a lot's not worth it. So I see your point on that. I mean, I think Howie gets the most credit for building the team. He's built the team. But, yeah, Jalen working out as a second-round pick changed the math here.
And look, I've watched the Super Bowl repeat. Like, I watched that game every other day. And the mic'd up version, you hear Jalen say, yeah, I told you we was going to do this when I made that call. And then when Devontae Smith first became an Eagle and was taking his first pitcher, guess who was there? Jalen.
Yep.
Like, he helped get this done. And, like, Jalen.
Well, he drafted him. It's not like he was a free agent who came here to be with Jalen.
Yeah. So, and like when A.J. Brown came to the team, there's a viral clip of them two on the phone laughing together. Like, that's the help of Jalen. And Jalen.
Well, and that was a trade, so it's not like he signed here because of Jalen. No. But I do think that what this team is and what Howie has built, and Jalen's certainly a huge part of that, it makes it a place that free agents want to come. I mean, why wouldn't you? You have a chance to win. You're going to get a good contract. You're going to be in a good city. So
you also got to remember that A.J. Brown's favorite team is the Patriots, so he could have went there too.
Well, he was traded here. But the Eagles, I think the biggest thing, and Dell, good phone call, the biggest thing there, Rube, was if the Eagles had a higher-priced quarterback at that point, they probably don't have the ability to trade for and pay a wide receiver $100 million.
Yeah, no question about it.
Yeah,
I mean, they have a high-priced quarterback now, and they couldn't even keep Kenny Gainwell.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, I think Jalen, some people like to say Jalen is the reason for all this. I mean, the Eagles have had a good infrastructure for 25 years. But Jalen working out at the time he did in that draft as a second-round pick opened this up. Like it allowed Howie and the Eagles to create what, you know, could become a dynasty and was the best team in pro football. 215-592-9494. All right. We got a lot to react to here. With Jalen Hurts being ranked number 9 by executives, coaches, scouts around the NFL. Is it disrespectful, frustrating? Where do you come down on it? Plus, top 5 Eagles the last 25 years. Who is on your list? Does Jalen Hurts belong? He's not there for me yet. I don't know if either him or Donovan. I went all non-quarterbacks. Who's on your list? Does Jalen Hurts belong? And we'll get to one Eagle acting a bit strangely and may have found his way out of consideration totally. We got to hear this coming up. Plus, we need to talk about where, if at all, Hugh Douglas fit into the conversation when we were discussing the list this morning.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
Yeah. Did you go to how many? 50, 25? How many names before we got to Hugh Douglas on our list of the best Eagles in the last 25 years? That's all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.